This is the Recency Bias. It's your morning after mini pod. Hosted by me, Zach Vanoss, managing editor at rabbithabs.com. Good to have you with us. I guess so. Tough one for your Montreal Canadiens on Monday night, hosting the Boston Bruins at the Bell Center in a game that you really wanted the Habs to have. Inflection point in the season in many ways. Canadiens about to go on a rough road trip. They were a point ahead of the Boston Bruins. Both teams have played 33 games, had an end to this one. The Bruins, having played on Sunday, losing to the Buffalo Sabres. You thought maybe an advantage there, though. As my buddy Gab and I were talking about post our floor hockey championship game, which we lost. Sometimes, you know, when teams on the second half of a back-to-back, especially if they've lost, you can't count them out. The Canadiens seems like perhaps they just were not ready for the Boston Bruins on Monday night. Really, an overall poor, piss-poor effort by the Canadiens, to quote Carey Price. And we'll get into Price's frustration after the game. We'll talk about the whole game, but really I just want to talk about one shift on this episode. Really, that's all we need to talk about. One shift, perhaps the worst shift, I would say definitely the worst shift of the season for the Canadiens. Perhaps one of the worst shifts I've seen by the Habs in years. Just horrific stuff. They were already down at that point. They were probably already out at that point. But still, you got Yaroslav Halak going up against Carey Price. Heard that one before. Didn't take long for the Bruins to get one going in this one. A ugly giveaway by Chaput nearly going against Nordstrom, his fifth of the season. Your Habs down 1-0. And that, as we find out when all is said and done, 58 minutes later, would be the game winner. Though it would take us a little while to know that that was the case. Another goal coming up in the second, but not till the very end. 19 minutes, 34 seconds into the second period. So just 26 seconds left on the clock. And Chris Cave, is his first name Chris? I don't care. We're calling him Chris Cave. He gets his first of his NHL career. I hate when we give up first NHL career goals, especially to guys on the Senators and Bruins and Maple Leafs. Extra frustrating. But none of that. Not the stupid Chaput giveaway in the first 2 minutes of the game to already officially seal it for Boston, unbeknownst to us. Not only this Cave kid getting his first of his career, he's from one of the Battlefords in Saskatchewan. No, the real frustration came 46 seconds, well, started before that, but concluded at the 46-second mark of the third period on that shift I was alluding to earlier. Just horrific stuff all around. Let's break this down, all right? So here we are, top of the third, start of the third. Probably sounds less like baseball if I say start of the third. Quick shift for the D-men Kulak and Weber in behind their own net. They see Brendan Gallagher is carrying the puck out of the Montreal zone. They go to change at the same time. As Brendan Gallagher gets to the blue line, he turns the puck over. So suddenly we've got a 3-on-0 on Carey Price. That never ends well. Well, the Bruins don't manage to immediately take advantage as Jeff Petrie, coming off the bench, comes flying in, trying to break up the 3-on-0. But next thing you know, Thomas Tatar barrels into him. Those two are taken out of position. Tatar loses his helmet in the melee. The Boston Bruins leave Carey Price, or the Montreal Canadiens leave Carey Price helpless to the Bruins, who go tic-tac-toe and eventually put it in. It's 3-0. The game is out of reach at that point. For me, that's when I came in and literally had just turned the damn thing on after playing floor hockey, to mention that tough loss once again to you. And I said, you know, I could probably just talk about this shift. I don't even need to watch the first two periods. I went back and did, because that's the kind of suffering I'll put myself through. But you got the sense the whole game was encapsulated in that horrific shift. Canadians just weren't ready in this one. They weren't ready, which is kind of unacceptable. It's a big game. One that I would have liked to see Claude Julien get the kids up for. one that I would have liked to see themselves get themselves up for. It did not happen. However, I gotta say, almost worth losing to the Boston Bruins, because I almost forgot how hype I can be about Carey Price going off. That's because we've seen it happen, maybe one other time in his entire career. But Carey Price was pissed. And we know because he spoke after the game and literally called it a piss-poor effort. Finally, Carey Price acting like the highest-paid player on the team. This is his team. I know Shea Weber wears the C. This has been Carey Price's team for a long, long time now. And it was good to see on a night when perhaps the frustration could be used for motivational purposes. Not like last season. There was no point getting pissy last season. What were we going to do? They were in train wreck. But this season, this is a good competitive team on most nights. And so it's frustrating on a night like Monday night against the Bruins when they don't bring it. Carey Price, absolutely not happy after this one, speaking with media, saying some things that you don't normally expect from your goaltender, at least from our goaltender. But I don't think that was exactly enough to make it worth it. I hate losing to the Bruins. Really hate losing to the Bruins. But it was nice to see Carey Price actually get angry. It was nice to see him voice his dissatisfaction. He says, "I thought it was a perfect opportunity to get a big win for our team." Exactly. "But I think we're going to have to park that one real quick and come out with a better effort in Colorado." You're damn straight, Skippy. Tough one for the Habs. Let's move forward. Colorado, a little bit later start coming up on Wednesday. Canadians with back-to-back games later in the week. I believe it's an 8:30 start as your Montreal Canadiens head to the Mile High City and Mountain Time, going up to Denver. They'll follow that up on Thursday night with more action into the desert, a 9 o'clock start against the Arizona Coyotes. And then into the weekend, the Habs will be taking on the Vegas Golden Knights, 4 o'clock on Saturday afternoon. So still a lot of hockey before the Christmas break, and then the Habs will find themselves, of course, in Florida to play the Panthers and Tampa Bay and then Dallas on New Year's Eve. Canadians can make up for a tough loss to the Bruins with these three games heading into Christmas. Colorado, Arizona, and Vegas on the schedule. Colorado, a really good team. They're tough stuff this year. Nate MacKinnon and the gang. And it's Alex Galchenyuk and the Coyotes. And Max Pacioretty and the Vegas Golden Knights. Piss poor effort, says Carey Price, and I agree with him. It was bad. Other scores from around the rest of the league on Monday night. Some interesting things going on. The NHL's cooking up. Anaheim beating Pittsburgh 4-2. Columbus, they beat Vegas 1-0. Ottawa over Nashville in overtime 4-3. And the New York Islanders beat Colorado 4-1. So the Colorado Avalanche do not play on Tuesday, so coming into Wednesday, both those teams will be coming off a loss. What did that do for the standings on Monday night between the Canadiens and the Habs? Well, it flip-flopped them. Both have now played 34 games. Boston sitting there with an 18-12-4 record. Montreal, meanwhile, fell to 17-12-5. 39 points on the season. Puts them 3 points ahead of Pittsburgh, who's outside of that spot right now. 5 points ahead of Ottawa, which is probably the more realistic team. I don't know, I guess it'll be the Islanders and Pittsburgh that'll be trying to come for that final wildcard spot. But Habs in it still at the moment, just not ahead of Boston, which sucks. Until after Colorado on Wednesday. Or perhaps we'll do a double dose. No, we'll have to do after Colorado on Wednesday, because there's probably may not be a recency bias after the game against Arizona on Thursday. Due to me traveling for the holidays. So until later this week, take care.